with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. Starting with your NBA action last night, an exciting finish between the Hawks and the Jazz. Trae Young hit a buzzer-beating basket from half court to help the Hawks win by 3 points, 124-121. Elsewhere, Hornets over the Suns, 115-104. The Rockets beat the Wizards, 135-112. Mavericks over the Lakers, 118-97. Timberwolves down the Pelicans, 104-97. In a battle between two top-tier teams, Celtics over the Nuggets, 118-106. And it's the Heat defeating the Warriors, 114-98. Turning to the NHL, there were four games that went past regulation, and two of them went to overtime. Flames over the Ducks, 3-2. Red Wings beat the Senators, 3-2. In shootouts, Blue Jackets over the Penguins, 4-3. Golden Knights beat the Sharks, 4-2. Other NHL winners, Oilers over the Bruins, Lightning beat the Hurricanes, Maple Leafs down the Flyers, Wild beat the Blues, and the Jets beat the Predators. This is SRN Sports. In men's college basketball last night, top 25 action, there was a major upset. Eighth-ranked Florida downs top-ranked Tennessee. It was a rout, 73-43. Auburn was a winner over Texas. Number 3, Iowa State beat Utah. And number 4, Duke was a winner over Pittsburgh. But in another upset, Georgia upset number 6, Kentucky, 82-69. Seventh-ranked Marquette got through, getting a win over Georgetown, 74-66. But a couple more upsets. Arizona topped number 21, West Virginia. And number 23, Michigan beat number 22, UCLA, 94-75. A big margin there. And then number 5, Utah State, a winner over San Jose State, 85-78. And NFL coaching news. Las Vegas Raiders have fired Antonio Pierce after just one season. Pierce joins New England Patriots Jared Mayo among the unemployed now, and Jacksonville Jaguars had already fired Doug Peterson. This is SRN Sports.